Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to The Longevity Plan. This is podcast number 193. Three minor lifestyle changes can reverse bad genes. Most of my patients mistakenly believe that their heart problems came from bad genes. In this podcast, I review a recent study showing that three minor lifestyle changes can reverse bad genes. Indeed, you can reverse bad genes even if you can't lose weight. Genes versus lifestyle. A couple of years ago, a young cardiologist by the name of Dr. Amit V. Khera from Harvard's Massachusetts General Hospital pondered an age-old question. Is disease due to nature or genes, or is it nurture, lifestyle, the old nature versus nurture debate? In pondering this question, he wanted to know whether genes or lifestyle was most important in determining who got heart disease and who didn't. To answer this question, he searched through the medical records of 55,685 people. In assessing the effects of bad genes, he gave each of these 55,685 people a genetic score based on how many of the 50 bad cardiovascular genes they had. For lifestyle factors, Dr. Khera gave them a passing grade if they could just do three of the four following things. So in trying to tease this out, if they can just do three of the four, he said they had a healthy lifestyle. And these four things are, number one, no surprise here, don't smoke. Number two, keep your weight below the obesity level, which is a BMI of less than 30. That means you can be overweight in his study and still have a healthy lifestyle. Number three, exercise at least once a week. Now that's putting the bar really low. And number four, eat just a slightly healthy diet. And so in my review of the medical literature, this has probably got to be the loosest or the weakest criteria for a healthy lifestyle. But I want you to listen to the study because even hitting just three of these four things, don't smoke, keep your weight below the obesity level, exercise at least 1 week, and eat a slightly healthy diet, even just doing three of these four things can have huge effects. So it really doesn't take much. So let's do a little bit of a deep dive. The bare minimum exercise. Many of my patients tell me they hate to exercise. Perhaps this is because they picture exercise as something that can only be done at the gym. This study completely changes what most people think of as exercise. For example, in this study, in this genes versus lifestyle study that was just published, even getting out for one little walk on one day of week would qualify as being physically active. Now, I wouldn't qualify that, but like I said, this study is the bare minimum. Really, it doesn't take much. Many other studies have shown that even the slightest of physical activity can have huge health and lifespan benefits. Of course, to get even more benefit from exercise, you need to do a lot more than the bare minimum. But in this study, getting out at least once a week, they didn't even say how long you had to get out for. Even 5 minutes would count, but getting out at least once a week counted. Next, the bare minimum healthy diet. Perhaps it is because Dr. Khera, who is the lead author of the study, is not used to seeing people, like listeners of this podcast, reverse medical problems with lifestyle medicine. Thus, for this study, he selected an incredibly weak, healthy diet score. For example, eating more fruits and vegetables than most other Americans is a very weak standard, but that's the standard he used in the study, given that fruits and vegetables are mostly absent from the standard American diet, or the SAD diet. Secondly, eating large amounts of dairy is also not something considered healthy by many studies. But in this study, if you ate tons of dairy, he said that was a healthy diet. Thirdly, considering that close to half of Americans drink sugary drinks each day, you know what I'm talking about, high fructose corn syrup, soda pop, Gatorade, fruit juices, all of these things. But in this study, if you drink less sugary drinks than most Americans, you got a passing score. So instead of drinking a full can of, say, high fructose corn syrup Coca-Cola, if you just drank half the can or 2/3 of the can, then he called you as having a healthy diet. on that point. I could go on and on about the weaknesses of this healthy diet score, but I'll spare you. The bottom line is that it really didn't take much to achieve a healthy diet by the standards used in this study. And once again, we're comparing the genes versus lifestyle study. And so how they counted it is there were 10 dietary factors. And I'm gonna list those for you here. If you had 5 of the 10, if you can achieve 5 of the 10, then Dr. Kara gave you a healthy diet score. So once again, incredibly, the bar is so incredibly low. I've never seen it so low in a medical study before. But here you go. Eat more fruits and vegetables. That's in comparison to the average American. Number 2, enjoy more nuts. Once again, more nuts than the average American, and most Americans don't eat many nuts. Number 3, eat more whole grains. Once again, most Americans don't eat whole grains or intact grains. Rather, they like their processed grains. So if you happen to eat intact grains, you got to check there. Number 4, consume more fish. Once again, most Americans don't eat fish. Only about 20% of Americans eat fish. So if you ate some fish, you got a passing grade. Number 5, get more dairy. We already covered that. Number 6, eat less processed grains. Once again, it doesn't take much. Number 7, consume less processed meats, consume less red meats. So less processed and red meats. And of course, you've heard from previous podcasts, processed meats, red meats are linked to cancer, heart disease, and about every other ailment. Number 8, drink less soda pop or other sugary drinks. We already covered that. Number 9, take in less trans fat. And once again, trans fat primarily is in fried foods, processed bakery items that you might find at a store, and then also in processed foods. So if you're eating less fast foods, less processed foods, just have to do less than the typical American, and you got to pass there. Number 10, eat a lower salt diet. So now that we've defined these 4 lifestyle factors, and once again, you just had to have 3 of the 4. And as you recall, they were number 1, don't smoke. Number 2, keep your weight below the obesity level. Number 3, exercise at least once a week. Number 4, eat just a slightly healthy diet. So if you can do 3 of those 4 things, you got a healthy lifestyle ribbon, medal, whatever, when you consider the study. So now we're going to jump into the study, genes versus lifestyle study results. When crunching the numbers, Dr. Kara found that bad genes, and so once again, they looked at 50 bad cardiovascular genes. He found that bad genes doubled your risk of heart problems. No surprise there. However, adopting just 3 of the 4 lifestyle factors, and once again, I said how incredibly weak these were. Just don't smoke, keep your weight below the obesity level, exercise at least once a week, and then hit on 5 of the 10 very, very low bar, very minimal healthy diet factors. But if you can do 3 out of those 4, then any increased risk you had from bad genes was completely eliminated. So the message of hope, and there's a lot of hope from this study, is that even the most minor of minor lifestyle changes can reverse bad genes. Of course, studies also show that you can reverse or prevent up to 90% of all heart issues. If you're going to reverse 90% of all heart issues, then it's going to require a much more aggressive lifestyle medicine than what was in the study. But this was the most minimal. And so even just doing some slightly healthy things can eliminate any bad things or badness from these 50 bad cardiovascular genes. Overweight people can also reverse bad genes. What this study is telling us is that even being overweight, and that's a BMI of 25 to 29, is healthy as long as your weight doesn't drift up into the obesity range, and that's a BMI of over 30. So even if you are more than 100 pounds overweight, then according to the study, you can still be classified as having a healthy lifestyle, provided you don't smoke, you exercise once a week, and you can hit on at least 5 of the 10 very weak dietary factors that we've gone over. Now, if you're wondering, what is BMI? Well, that's body mass index, and that's calculated by taking your weight in kilograms and dividing it by your height in meters squared. Now, if the math is too much for you, I have a link. Go to my website, drjohnday.com, or thelongevityplan.com, find blog number 193. And there in the blog, I have links to a simple BMI calculator to see where you land. Now, I do admit the BMI number is not a perfect measure of who is at a healthy weight. However, it does work well for probably 99% of the people. It works extremely well when analyzing populations of people. A normal BMI, or a healthy weight, is defined as a BMI of 18.5 to 24.9. Take-home message. The take-home message of this study, the take-home message of this podcast, is even the most minimal of minimal lifestyle choices that you make each and every day can completely reverse the effects of 50 bad cardiovascular genes. So it's a huge message of hope. And even if these ever so slight lifestyle choices can reverse bad genes, then just imagine how easy it would be to reverse or prevent almost any medical condition, whether that be cardiovascular disease, cancer, dementia, etc., with more aggressive lifestyle choices. And so my question for you is, how easy was it for you to be classified as having a healthy lifestyle according to this study? I'd love to hear your comments and thoughts about this study. Please go onto my website. This is blog number 193. Also, if you have not yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, now would be a great time. And I have links to the newsletter, podcast, all of that. It's all on my website, drjohnday.com, or thelongevityplan.com. Thank you for listening. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.